请弟兄姊妹们翻到彼得前书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to 1 Peter chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章。
The first epistle of Peter, chapter
1. 我们从第三节读到二十一节。
We will read from verse 3 to verse 21.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
叫你们信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom having not seen, you love.Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
蹲到这救恩那一先，说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察。
Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后完得荣耀是指的什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使愿意详细查看这些事。
To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.Things which angels desire to look into.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Christ Jesus.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵肆意的样子。
As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
那招你们既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who calls you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Because it's written, be holy for I am holy.
你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世聚集的日子。
And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
你们知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，虽如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
He indeed was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
圣经就读到这里，我们低头一点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们存着一个感恩的心，再次来到你面前。
Lord, with this heart of gratitude, once again we come before your presence.
因为我们都是蒙恩的儿女，我们都是你所爱的百姓。
Because we have all received your grace and beloved by you.
现在主耶稣基督的救赎，让我们今天能够站在这何等尊贵的地位，被称为神的儿女。
Because of the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, today, we have been standing in this place in such a venerable position.
并且让我们能够常常来到你施恩座前，侍立在面前，来听你的话，来接受你的训诲。
And often we come.To stand before the throne of grace and listen to you and to be instructed by you.
不仅叫我们从你话语得到生命的供应，叫你的话语来引导我们在地上，走地上的道路。
Not only do we have the provision of your word, but also through your word, we know how to walk in this pilgrimage of our life.
因着你的话，让我们常常存一个敬畏的心，度地上句句刻意的生活。
And because your word grant us this reverent heart, so that we could live a pilgrim, as a pilgrim and as a sojourner.
也借着你的话，把天上恩典福气更多倾倒在你的教会身上。
So that through your word pour out your heavenly blessings and grace upon us.
因此，当我们一同等候、仰望在你面前的时候，巴不得你自己借圣灵来帮助我们。
So as we together wait for you and hope in you through the Holy Spirit, Lord, help us all.
我们也在你宝血护庇底下，我们来坦然无惧，来仰望你在向我们施恩、向我们说话。
And under the covering of your precious blood.With boldness, Lord, we simply look unto you to speak to us.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们上次提到说，基督徒，在地上属灵的生活有三个要素，就是信、望、爱。
Last time I mentioned that there are three crucial elements of Christian living, which is faith, hope, and love.
我因着信心。被称称义，我们也因着信心在地上过信心的生活。
We are justified by faith, and also we live our life on earth by faith.
我们因着主耶稣基督爱我们蒙恩得救，成为蒙爱的儿女。
And because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved, and we are beloved of His.
因着他爱，让我们在神的教会当中也能学习彼此过一个相爱的生活。
And because of his love in the church, we also learn to live a life of love among brethren.
更重要的是，我们因着相信，因着接受耶稣的救恩，我们在地上成为一般有盼望的人。
And what's even more important is that because we believe we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, now we live on the earth as people with hope.
所以我们在地上也是过一个有盼望的生活。
Therefore, we live in a life with great hope on earth.
所以圣经书从借着三位使徒来从这三方面来说明，来发表神在我们身上的心意。
And the Bible through these three apostles to make manifest all God's will in us.
并且借着这三位使徒他们在地上一些生活的经历来特别神给他们那一方面来托付来把信望爱 这三方面来发表出来。
And also through the experiences by these three apostles, they simply manifest all the very essence of these three aspects of a Christian living.
我们说到彼得，他被称为一个盼望的使徒。
So we say that Peter is called an apostle of hope.
为什么他被称为盼望的使徒呢？
Why is he called an apostle of hope?
因为从彼得在地上的生活里面，我们可以看见他的确是叫，因着他的经历叫我们实在是一个有盼望的人。
Because through Apostle Peter's earthly living, that it does show very clearly that that we could live with hope.
因为他曾经三次否认主。
Because three times he denied the Lord.
可以说他失败已经到彻底的一个失败。
So we could say he failed utterly and thoroughly.
再来看一个三次否认主的人，他还有什么指望呢？
So from man's point of view, a person who has denied the Lord three times, what else hope does he have?
但从他的经历，我们可以看见神主耶稣没有放弃他。
But through Peter's experiences, we know that the Lord has never given up on him.
主仍然呼召他，拣选他，恢复他的信心。
The Lord continues to call him and to choose him and also restore his faith.
并且使用他，借着他来发表那个盼望的信息。
Even using him to express the very message of hope.
因为我们的神是一位盼望的神，是一位赐盼望给人的神。
Because our God is called the God of hope, who also grants hope to us.
他是那盼望的源头。
And he's the very source of our hope.
所以在刚读到第一章二十节，二十一节那里告诉我们说，我们的信心和盼望都在乎神自己。
Therefore, in verse 21, which we just read, our hope and faith are in God.
所以彼得这位盼望的使徒，他让我们看见一个有盼望的人。
So here, Peter, this apostle of hope, shows us that a man with hope.
在地上该如何过一个寄居的一个生活？
How should he live a pilgrimage life on earth as a sojourner?
因为彼得他是这样的经历，说他对他所得着这个救恩极其觉得宝贵。
Because Peter has such experience, so he feels that the salvation he has obtained is so precious.
所以在前书后书里面一再用到宝贝这个字。
Therefore, we see in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, Peter continues to use the word time again, precious.
这是一个宝贝的救恩。
This is a precious salvation.
他称耶稣的血是一个宝贵的血。
And Peter calls Jesus' blood precious blood.
主耶稣他是一个宝贵的房角石。
And Lord Jesus is a precious cornerstone.
虽然是被世人所弃绝，但是在我们信的人却是被看为宝贵。
They are rejected by man, but to us who believe, he is precious.
说到，他也说到我们共同得到一个宝贵的信心。
He also mentioned that we have obtained this precious common faith.
神又啊，又将那宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
And God has given us this exceedingly great and precious promises.
所以这个是就这一个在经历救恩的人，他里面所感受出来，发出这样宝贵的话语。
All these precious sayings come out from a person who has truly experienced this precious salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们若是像彼得一样，在蒙恩这件事情，经历到主实在是个宝贝的救赎。
So, brothers and sisters, if you and I also really experience this precious salvation,
我们才会宝贵这个救恩。
Then we could really treasure this salvation.
我们才会更多把感谢赞美归给。
And even more, giving him more praises and honor.
并且从彼得经历，我们也可以看见，当主耶稣从死里复活。
And also from Peter's experience, after Jesus was raised from the dead.
虽然门徒他们又打一去了。
Even though all the disciples went fishing again.
后来主耶稣又在海边向门徒们显现。
And then Lord Jesus once again appeared to them by the sea.
在那里呼召彼得。
Again there, our Lord called Peter.
主在那里给他一个托户，乃是要叫他来牧养神的羊群。
There again, our Lord entrusted him with a responsibility to shepherd his flock.
所以彼得在他书籍里面，他就提到这个牧羊羊群的这件事情。
Therefore, in Peter's epistle, he mentions this very matter of shepherding the flock.
在第五章，他说按着神这些做长老的人呢，他们要按着神的旨意在那牧羊，照管神的羊群。
He told his fellow elders that they need to shepherd their flock according to the will of God.
所以这些都是彼得前书的一个特点。
So all these are the special features in first epistle of Peter.
都说到他的这些发表出来信息，都是因着他经历所带出来一种信息。
All of Peter's messages, when he expresses them, it all come out from his experiences.
所以弟兄姊妹，在地上我们基督徒属灵生活，我们在分享神的话，咱们把福音传给人的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as we live this earthly life, as we are sharing the gospel with others,
这许多的宝贵经历，许多的话也都是从我们生活经历里面带出来的。
All our words should come out from the very precious experience of our living.
让我们看见这位主，这位爱我们的神，实在是可以经历的。
So that people could see the very Lord who loves us so dearly can actually become our experience.
所以过去有一个非常认识神的一个老妇人，她已经到主那里去。
There is this one elder servant who has been to has gone to the Lord.
他说，基督徒说一个服侍神的人，他所发表信息应该都从经历而出来的。
And he says that a person who serves God, all of his messages should come out from his experiences of servicing his God.
所以我们看见刚刚提到三位使徒，他们是可以说最大三位使徒当中，他们所发表神的心意都是从他们个人生活经历里面所带出来的。
So, among all the three apostles, all their messages are issued out from their life experiences.
我们看见现在使徒保罗，使徒彼得，他在这里写信给那些分散在各地的那些犹太的基督徒们。
Now we consider the first epistle of Peter as he's writing this letter to all the saints of the dispersion.
这些分散在各地呢，是因为受了逼迫以后，他们离开了犹大地，分散在外邦人当中。
They are scattered all over the places because they had been persecuted, so they left Judea to and they went to different places.
这样分散说明是一个生命的一个分布过去，分散出去。
This dispersion actually tells us that.It is the scattering of their life all over the world.
当圣灵降下，耶路撒冷教会再被建立起来以后
，After the Holy Spirit has descended and after the Jerusalem church has been set up,
神不要他们一直集中在那里。
God did not want them to all clutter in one place.
成为一个庞大的一个大的一个聚会一个教会。
And just to become a very big.Gigantic church.
因为他们神要他们见证从犹大从耶路撒冷然后犹太撒玛利亚直到犹大撒玛利亚直到地极。
Instead, God wanted them to bear His witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way to the end of the earth.
神要借这些蒙恩的门徒们把福音继续带出去。
Because God wants to send out this very gospel through all these children who have been saved by His grace.
所以神借着环境把这些人拆出去，打发出去。
So through different circumstances, God actually sent them all out abroad.
因着他们在那传福音，见证主已经从死里复活，就受到犹太教的逼迫。
And because they testified of this very gospel that.Their Lord had been raised up to life, so they were greatly persecuted.
当门徒分散出去以后， 就把福音就带出去了。
Now as they were dispersed, and so was the gospel brought up abroad.
他们分散在各地，在外邦人当中。
So they were scattered all over the places among the Gentiles.
但是这一班人，他们被称为是寄居的。
However, they are called sojourners.
从外面，从当时的背景来说，的确犹大迦南地那是神百姓该居住的一个地方。
Supposedly, externally, that Judea and Canaan is, should be the place they should dwell in.
所以他们出去的时候，他们散布在各地，他们可以说是只是聚集在各地而已。
Now they have been sent out scattered all over the places, so but they are just they live as sojourners. They sojourn.
就是新耶稣人一来看见我们这些蒙恩的人也是散布在各地。
So in view of today's New Testament spiritual insight, we are just like them. We have been scattered all over the places.
所以圣经称我们在地上是一个寄居，是一个客旅的人。
Therefore, the Bible calls us pilgrims, aliens.
因为我们是被称为天上的国民。
Because we are citizens of the heaven.
地上不过是寄居，是暂时的。有一天我们要回到天上的家。
This earth is our temporal place for us to sojourn, and one day we're all going back to our heavenly home.
而这些寄居的门徒们，他们头一个经历，为什么他们能够被称为寄居的？
Now, why is it all these disciples are called sojourners?
因为他们是蒙到父神的一个拣选。
Because first, they are chosen by God the Father.
他们也借圣灵已经成圣了。
And also because they're being sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
因着他顺服耶稣基督，蒙他血所洒，得到神的恩惠和平安，这些成为蒙恩的一般的人。
They also receive the peace, and grace from God through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ and their obedience to him.
因为他们在神面前蒙恩光景，所以他们在地上是一般客寄居客旅的人。
And in view of all these grace they have received, on earth they are simply sojourning.
那第三节就开始讲到，在那里有一个称颂，有一个赞美。
Now here in starting from verse 3, we see this doxology, this praise.
这位父神借着主耶稣基督，他曾经造了他自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得在这里颂赞这位天上的父神。
Here Peter is blessing the God of the heaven.
因为他曾经借着他的大怜悯，借主耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because through God's abundant mercy, through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, He has begotten us.
叫我们成为一般有活泼盼望的人。
So that now we become people with living hope.
所以我们看见这般聚集的人，他们是一般有活泼盼望的人。
So we see all these sojourners are people with living hope.
所以这也说明从前他们是一个没有盼望的人。
It also tells us that in the past they were people without hope.
以弗所书告诉我们说，我们从前活在世上是没有神、没有指望的人。
In Ephesians, it tells us that we used to live in the world without hope, without God.
我们是远离神的人，并且我们是死在罪恶过患当中的人。
We have been alienated from God, and we live in sin and trespasses.
所以，一个没有指望的人就是一个没有神的人。
So a person without hope is one without God.
生命的神是隔绝的。
And he has been separated from this God of life.
与这永远的生命是没有相干的。
He is alienated with this eternal life.
所以圣经说到，我们这个人原来在神面前是一个死的人。
And according to the Bible, before God, we are counted as dead.
我们看见一个死的人，他有什么盼望呢？
Is there any hope to a dead person?
从前我们还没有信主之前，
before we believe in the Lord,
人以为他是有盼望的人。
We might think that we are people with hope.
所以我们看人在那追求许多叫他得到能够享受可以满足的一些事物。
So we see people like us were pursuing after all these things that they think that could give them enjoyment.
他们在那追求，盼望得到许许多的东西。
They are hoping, they are pursuing after all these things.
但是最终一切都落了空。
And in the end, everything comes to void.
因为一切最后都要失去。
Because eventually everything will be lost.
真正人所得着就不过一死就是了。
What man can be sure of gaining is simply death.
什么都不能带去。
Nothing else you can carry it out with you.
这是一个没有神的人在地上所过的一个生活。
This such is the life that a man without God is living on earth.
感谢神，我们从前都是活在这样光景的里面。
Now we thank God that we used to be living in such a condition.
但因着神的大怜悯，
but because of the abundant mercy of God.
当我们活在那个没有指望当中的时候，有一天神的怜悯临到我们身上。
Well, we were living without hope, but one day the mercy of God has come upon us.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, He has regenerated us.
我们成为一个活的人。
Now we are living man.
因此我们是一个活的人，所以我们就有一个活的盼望。
Because we are a living man, so we have this living hope.
从前盼望不过是一个死的盼望就是了。
The hope we had before was simply a dead hope.
但是我们今天所得着这个盼望是一个活的，是一个活泼的盼望。
But today the hope that we possess is a living hope.
什么是活泼盼望？就是说一个有生气、有能力的一个盼望。
What is a living hope? It is a hope of livelihood and of energy.
所以我们看一下，我们基督徒在地上生活是一个有活泼、是有生气的一种生活。
So the living that Christians conduct on earth is energetic, is living.
不是过一种死气沉沉的那种生活。
It's not of a life of deadness.
因为我们是有盼望的人。
Because we are people of hope.
感谢神，因着他大怜悯。
Now thank God because of His abundant mercy.
我们不仅不再灭亡，得到永远生命。
Not only are we no longer perishing, but have this eternal life,
但是有一个荣耀的一个盼望。
And even we have obtained this living hope.
所以这个为什么是一个活泼盼望？因为它是一个荣耀的一个盼望。
Why is it called a living hope? It's also because it's a glorious hope.
因为当我们还死在过犯罪恶当中的时候，神的大爱就叫我们从死里复活过来。
Because even while we are in sin and trespasses, because of the great love with which God has loved us, He made us alive.
叫我们一基督一同活过来，又叫我们和基督一同坐在天上。
He made us alive together with Christ. He raised us up, and He made us sit together with Him in the heavenly places.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天是站在一个属天的一个地位上。
So brother and sister, today we are standing in this heavenly position.
这是一个何等荣耀的一个身份，一个地位。
What a glorious position and status that we have obtained.
所以圣经讲到这个盼望的时候，才用很多话来，用一些话来形容。
So as the Bible speaks of this hope, it uses so many adjectives to describe it.
彼得在这里说，用一种活泼来形容这个盼望。
Here Peter uses the word living hope.
以弗所书说到这个盼望是一个何等的一个盼望。
And Ephesians tells us what a great hope that we have.
何等就是无法形容的，只能说话是怎样的盼望。
It tells us that this hope simply is beyond the description, so he could only say what a hope that we have.
看见只有这个盼望，所以以弗所书说我们是一个同有一个盼望。
And because of this hope, Ephesians tells us that all of us have this one hope.
所以基督在地上没有其他盼望，除了一个盼望，就是这个盼望。
Christians, while you're on earth, you have no other hope except this very one.
所以哥罗西书告诉我们说，原来这个盼望就是基督称我们的盼望。
And according to Colossians, we know what this hope is. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这都是重生所带来一个结果。
And all these are the results of your regeneration.
所以我们看见我们今天实在是一个有盼望的人。
So today we know that we are people with hope.
那我们盼望是要得到什么呢？
And what is the hope that we're trying to gain?
盼望就是说有一些东西你在等候，你在盼望还没有得着。
Hoping means that you're waiting for something and you're hoping to gain it as of now you haven't got it yet.
若是得着就不再一个盼望，因为已经成为事实了。
If you have receive it is no longer called a hope because that has already become a fact.
彼得在这里告诉我们, 这个活泼盼望要有一个四个得着。
Now here, Peter tells us, with this living hope, we will receive four things.
头一个就讲到我们要得着那不朽坏、不玷污、不能衰残、未存留在天上的基业。
First, we will receive an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved for us in heaven.
所以我们看见这个所谓头一个要得着的这个盼望，所要得着的就是存留在天上的。
So we know the first aspect of our hope is something that's reserved for you in heaven.
这是一个不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的。
It is incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away.
所以让我们可以看见，原来在地上一切事物都是会朽坏、衰残、玷污、衰残的。
So it tells us that all the earthly things are corruptible, are defiled, and that would eventually fade away.
当始祖亚当犯罪的时候，罪进到这个世界里面。
When our father Adam sinned in the very beginning, sin entered into the world.
地上所有事物都成为那会朽坏、会受玷污、会衰残的事物。
So everything in this world has become corruptible, being defiled, and would fade away.
所以罗马书第八章也告诉我们说，受造事物都败坏了。
So in Romans 8 we read, all creation has now become corrupt.
败坏就是说已经腐败掉了。
Corrupt means that it has been rotten.
不再能够永远存留了。
It can no longer exist forever.
所以这个光景，受造事物在地上受败坏瑕疵。
And because of this condition, all the creation is under the bondage of sin.
并且是浮在虚空底下，他们叹息劳苦。
And is made to be subjected to futility, and they are growing.
甚至我们这些,
and they're sighing.
甚至我们这些有圣出结果子，我们也是在这个叹息里面。
Even we who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, likewise we are groaning and signing within ourselves. And because we live in this corruptible body.
活在这个会败坏、会腐败的一个身体里面。
Because we live in this body that would eventually rot.
所以我们是在这个瑕疵里面。
So we are under this kind of bondage.
所以我们看见在地上所有的东西有一天都要被焚烧掉。
And we also see everything in this world eventually one day will be burned up.
为什么需要焚烧掉呢？
Why is it everything will be burned up?
就像我们今天地上那些垃圾，那些都要把它送到焚化炉去把它焚烧掉。
Just like today that we have to take all our garbage, trashes to the incinerator and to burn it up.
因为那些东西没有用，都是腐坏掉，都受玷污的，都是败坏掉了。
Because those are useless, corrupt, and rotten things.
所以到后书彼得在那说，有形质的都要被烈火，把它烧化掉。
That's why we read in 2 Peter that every element will be burned up with fervent heat.
地上一切所有的物质的都要烧尽了。
And everything, every work of the earth will be burned up.
这是地上最终的一个结局。
And this is the final outcome of this world.
但是当这些物质会这些有形质的被消化掉以后，就有新天地要出现。
But when every element is dissolved, then we see this new heavens and new earth.
有一天万物复兴的时候，我们看见新天地出现了。
Until the day of restoration, then we see this coming of this new heavens and new earth.
所以使徒约翰为什么告诉我们说不要爱世界和世上的事呢？
And why is it that Apostle John tells us do not love the world and the things in the world?
因为有一天世界和世上事都要被丢在火里面焚烧掉。
Because one day all the things of the world, even the whole world, will be thrown into fire.
虽然今天我们在地上还需要用许多地上的事物。
Even today, we still have to make use of many earthly things.
这是我们肉身上所需要的。
Because we have physical needs.
是为了我们肉身上身体的一个生命。
Because we need them to maintain our earthly life.
但不是要去追求这些暂时会朽坏掉的。 事物。
But we should not pursue after all these temporal, corruptible things of the world.
正如主来到地上的时候，
Just as when the Lord came to the world.
圣经也告诉我们说，人子也吃也喝。
The Bible tells us that the Son of Man ate and drank.
因为他维持他这个肉身的生命。
Because Jesus had to maintain his earthly life.
他肉身的生命是为了行神的旨意，为了得神的欢喜。
And with his physical life, he could do God's will and to please God.
但是地上的人不是也吃也喝，他们是又吃又喝。
But as to the man of the world, it's not for this purpose. Their sole goal is to eat and to drink.
他们吃喝只有个目的，就是满足他肉身肉体的需要。
And the very purpose of this eating and drinking is just to satisfy the earthly needs.
满足他肉体情欲的需要。
To satisfy their lusts of their flesh.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们可以用事物。
That's why Paul tells us, yes, we could make use of all things. But when we use them, it's as though we're not making the full use of them. Because the form of this world will soon pass away. While we are using all these earthly things, we should not be impacted by them, nor be occupied by them.
神也顾念到我们肉身上的需要。
God is mindful of our earthly needs.
但是当我们去使用神所赐给我们这些事物的时候，
When we come to use everything that God has given to us,
这些事物不会摸到我们。
None of it should touch upon us.
因为这些事物不能成为我们生活的一个中心。
Because these earthly matters should never become the very center of our life.
因为我们心是在上面。
Because our heart is laid above.
我们盼望不在地上，乃是在天上。
Our hope is not on earth, but is in heaven.
因为我们重生得救，我们得到这个盼望，所要得到是天上的。
After we have been regenerated, the very hope we have retained is heavenly.
天上就讲了，那是一个属灵的事物。
It's heavenliness in nature, and it speaks of all the heavenly matters.
这是不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的事物。
And these things are incorruptible, undefiled, and will not fade away.
所以圣经说到，我们得救又所神所要赐给我们，都是天上的福气。
So the scriptures tell us, after we have been saved by grace, every blessing that we have received is in heavenly places.
所以以弗所书第一章那里就告诉我们。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, we read,
神在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places.In Christ.
神所赐给我们是一个属灵的福气。
So this blessing God has granted us is spiritual.
因为这是天上的福气。
It's heavenly blessings.
若是只是地上物质那些福气的话，
If these blessings are simply earthly material ones,
我们看见今天地上许多不信主的人，他们得了许多这样的福气。
We could say that many non-believers in this world have already obtained all those.
常常我们也盼望得到这样福气。
Maybe sometimes we also hope we could have this kind of blessing.
当我想这样的地上这些福气也是有时候的确是需要的。
Of course, sometimes earthly blessings are needed.
我们看见今天地上的人，那些不信主的人，他们得福气是什么呢？
Now let's consider all the blessings of those non-believers who have received on earth.
或是说地上的人，我们所盼望福气是怎样的福气呢？
Or to say what kind of blessing that non-believers are hoping in this world to gain.
事事顺利。
And they are hoping that everything will be smooth.
工作也好，家庭也好。
With good family, excellent job.
身体又健康。
Good health.
我想身体健康实在是一种福气，是不是？
I do believe that being healthy is truly a form of blessing.
即使是这样的福气，也不是个暂时的。
But even with all these blessings we just named, they are all temporal.
有时候我们信主的人好像这个福气也都没有，是不是？
And also sometimes our believers don't have these blessings.
许多不信主的他们活得比我们更好。
It seems that those non-believers are better off than we are.
好像没有太多难处。
They do not encounter many hardships.
工作、儿女、家庭各方面好像都是非常令人羡慕。
And their family, their children, their work, are so, we just admire them.
我们常说，哦，你真是很有福气。
And often we say, oh, you're so blessed.
特别健康，看到一个人健康非常好的时候，我说你们，你非常有福气，身体非常好。
I often say this when I see a person in excellent health. I would say, oh, how blessed you are with such good health.
甚至他们死的时候都没有痛苦。
Even when they die, they experience no anguish.
慢慢年纪大，所以我们谈到，有时候我们会谈到说，若是我老的时候，若是一个心脏病发作死掉，那真是有福气。
As we're growing old, sometimes we would say, well, if I die of a heart attack, I think that's actually a blessing because I die right away, no suffering.
但是很可惜，很多基督徒没有，真是没有这样福气。
But it's unfortunate that truly some of the Christians do not have this kind of blessing.
有时候我们看到一些弟兄姊妹他年老身体不好住在医院身上插很多管子。
Sometimes we see Christians, brothers and sisters being hospitalized with all the tubes, you know, in their bodies.
表情非常痛苦。
And they have this painful expression.
但是有时候看见那不信主的时候，他们死的时候好像非常安详。
And in contrast, that some of non-believers when they die, it seems they have this very peaceable expression on their face.
所以诗篇七十三篇在那形容到那些恶人，那些不信主的人。
So as we read Psalm 73.When it describes all the wicked, those who do not believe in God.
就是恶人他死的时候没有痛苦。
And the psalmist says when they die, they experience no pain.
他力气也强壮，不像别人受苦遭灾。
And their strength is firm, they are not plagued by disasters and others.
所以我们看到这些人真是有福气。
So we say, oh, they are so blessed.
他死的时候平好像很平安，就是这样过世的。
It seems that they die in peace.And in rest.
他身体非常强壮。
And while they were alive, they were strong.
不像许多人在遭了许多苦难，遭了许多灾难。
Not like other people who are beset with trouble and plagued with hardships.
我想这些都是我们所盼望得着的福气，是不是？
Don't we all hope to have this kind of blessings?
但是神不是，神的话不是只停留在这里而已。
However, God's word does not stay.In this level only.
不错，这些好像从外面来看，的确是有福气的一般人。
Indeed, outwardly looking, these people are so blessed.
但他们最终的结局是怎样呢？
But what's their ultimate outcome?
圣经告诉我们说，他神把他们安在滑地。
The Bible tells us that God has set them in slippery places.
使他掉在沉沦当中。
Cast them out to destruction.
不错，就是若身外面。在地上说，人看他们是有福气的一般人。
Indeed, externally, physically speaking, they are people with great blessings.
但是最终因着不幸缘故，就进到沉沦里面，
But in the end, they would enter into perdition. They die, they perish forever.
因为他们所得着不过这个暂时的，会过去的。
Because whatever they have received is transient that will pass away.
这不过是属地的福气，就是。
All these are earthly blessings.
但是神说赐给我们的。
But God says that which has been given to us.
那是天上各样属灵的福气。
Is all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
我想这样福气才是个真正的福气。
And I believe this.Blessing is true blessing.
不会随环境而改变。
Will not be altered because of the change of the circumstances.
不会失去。
And you will not lose it.
我们看使徒保罗。
That's considered Apostle Paul.
他被关在监牢的时候。
When he is in prison.
他心中满了喜乐。
He is filled with joy.
就一个被关在监牢里面，他怎么有喜乐呢？
How could a person being shut up in a prison being joyful?
因为这不是外面的一个喜乐。
Because his joy is not external.
这是圣经所告诉我们，是圣灵中的一个喜乐。
This is what the Bible tells us, that this is the joy in the Spirit.
是一个属灵的喜乐。
Spiritual joy.
这是主的喜乐。
And it is the joy of the Lord.
因为这个喜乐只有在基督里面才有这种喜乐。
Because you can only get this kind of joy in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天所得到的喜乐也是这种喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, you and I have gained likewise joy in Christ.
我们所得到平安也是这样一种平安。
The same kind of peace.
所以主耶稣说我赐给人平安，不是世人赐给你们平安。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, the peace that I have given to you is not like the world.
是主自己的平安成为我们的平安。
It's the Lord's peace has become our peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们所得着的一个属灵的一个平安。
So brothers and sisters, this is a peace, a spiritual peace which we have received.
有这个活泼盼望，我们所得着是存留在天上的那个基业。
And with this living hope, and what we have received is an inheritance reserved for us in heaven.
这个基业是指的什么来说的呢？
And what does this inheritance mean?
这个基业是指的主耶稣基督他自己。
It means Christ Himself.
因为他是永远的，所以他是不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的。
Because Christ is eternal, so our inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away.
它是永远的生命。
This everlasting life.
神一切丰富都是在它里面。
All the riches of God lies in Him.
所以我们所得着就是这个基督，就是这样的一个基业。
So this is the kind of inheritance we have received from God.
我们从旧约看见神给那些立位的人产业是什么呢？
From Old Testament, we see what kind of inheritance God has given to the Levites.
立位人是神所呼召出来要服侍神的一般人。
Levites are those called by God to serve Him.
他们在地上是没有产业的。
They have no inheritance in this world.
其他支派在地上他们有产业。
Other tribes have their individual inheritance.
只有立位人他们没有产业。
But not so with Levites.
因为神说耶和华是他们的产业。
Because God says the Lord is their inheritance.
所以大卫很清楚。
So David knows it so clearly.
大卫是一个以色列王。
David is the king of Israel.
他物质方面是非常丰富。
He has all the abundant materials that he wants.
有权位，有财富。
He has dominion, he has riches.
何等尊贵荣耀的一个王。
And what an honorable and glorious king he is.
但他知道。
But he knows.
他在那作诗说耶和华是我的产业。
He wrote this psalm, he says, the Lord is my inheritance.
我的好处不在你以外。
And my no good things are my good, I have no good besides you.
耶和华是我杯中的分。
Because he is a portion of my cup.
所以大卫认识，原来是耶和华才是他的产业。
Because David knows that only the Lord is his inheritance.
一切好处都在耶和华神的身上。
He has no good things apart from God.
这是神所要赐给他的百姓的。
And this is what God wants to give to His people.
说感谢主，我们因着相信主耶稣基督，我们得到这个产业。
We thank the Lord because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We now have received this inheritance.
基督要成为我们的基业。
That is, Christ is our inheritance.
这是存留在天上的。
And this inheritance is reserved in heaven.
所以哥罗西也告诉我们说，当我们是已经与基督一同复活。
And Colossians also tells us that we have been raised up together with Christ.
我们众生就是说你们若与基督一同复活。
Our Chinese Bible says that if you were raised up with Christ.
但是英文圣经比较准确，他说我们已经与基督一同复活了。
But the English version of the same verse is more accurate because it reads,
我们与基督,
since you have been raised up.
我们因为已经与基督一同复活了。
Since you have been raised up.
所以我们要当求上面的事，因为那里有基督坐在神的右边。
We should seek things above because where Christ is, who sits at the right hand of God.
我们当思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And be mindful of the things above, not the earthly things.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
当他显现的时候，我们要与他一同显在荣耀里。
When he appears, we will appear together with him in glory.
因为有一天他要成为我们的所事，成为我们一切所有。
Because one day he will become who we are and what we have.
这就是我们这个盼望头一个所要得着的。
And this is the very first thing that living hope gives us.
有一天 当主再来的时候，我们就要得到这个基业。
That one day when the Lord returns, we will receive this inheritance.
主耶稣一切丰富也就成为我们的丰富。
All the Lord's fullness will now become ours.
感谢主，这个是活泼盼望头一个所要得着的。
Thanks be to our Lord. This is the very first aspect of the living hope that we are receiving.
第二个得着。
The second gaining that we have.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
That he speaks of us who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
他说末世所要显现的救恩。
This very salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
什么时候是末世？
When is this last time?
当耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，就是末世的开始。
When the Lord first came to the world, that's the very beginning of the end time.
所以圣经好几处地方都告诉我们说，当主来的时候就是末世。
So there are many places in the Bible, they tell us when the Lord came, that's the beginning of the last time.
希伯来书第一章一开头告诉我们说，神既在古时借众先知小多次多方的晓谕我们。
Hebrews 1, God who at various times in various ways spoke to the prophets in time past.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
But has now spoken to us through his son.
所以当主耶稣来的时候是个末世，神借他向我们说话。
So when the Lord came,when Jesus came the first time, that's the beginning of the last day, through whom God spoke to us.
在这末世，他一次把自己献为祭，就除掉罪。
Again, in the last time, that once he offered himself as a sacrifice to put away sin.
所以当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，
So when the Lord came to the world the first time,
借着十字架时完成神救赎的工作，
Through the death on the cross, he has accomplished God's redemptive work.
就把这个救恩显明出来了。
Then he made known to us this salvation.
把这个救恩启示出来了。
And he revealed this salvation.
启示这个全备的救恩。
To reveal this full, complete salvation to us.
这个全备救恩就是不仅叫我们灵得救、魂得救，有一天身体要得救。
This full salvation saves us, not only our spirit, but our soul, and eventually one day, our body will be redeemed also.
所以罗马书这一卷被称为神的福音的这一本书。
So Romans, which is called the book of God's gospel.
福音是什么？
Then,What is the gospel?
福音就是论到神的儿子主耶稣基督。
The gospel concerns the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他所带来救恩包括不仅因信称义。
The very salvation that the Lord Jesus has brought to us not only includes justification by faith,
他叫我们成圣，最终得荣耀。
But also being sanctified and eventually being glorified.
这是我们活泼盼望所要得着一个全备的救恩，最终要成就成全在我们身上。
This is a full salvation which we base our living hope upon. That in the end we will receive it all.
这是活泼盼望所要得着的。
This is the very thing that living hope will give us.
所以保罗在那里祷告说：“求这荣耀父将那赐慧智，将那赐人智慧启示人赐给我们。”
This is why Paul prays for all of us that may the Father of glory give us the spirit of wisdom revelation.
使我们真知道他。
In the knowledge of him.
照明我们心中眼睛，使我们知道他的恩召是有何等之。
That your inner eyes being enlightened, we may know what is the hope of his calling.
这样的指望何等的一种指望。
What kind of a calling is this one from God.
这是一个大的一个救恩。
This is a great hope and this is a tremendous salvation.
所以希伯来书说，人若忽略这么大救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
And that's why Hebrews tells us, if we neglect so great a salvation, how can we escape?
感谢主，当主来到地上的时候，就把这个救恩把它显现出来了。
Thank the Lord when he came to this world and he simply revealed, sent forth this kind of salvation.
原来这个福音，这个救恩是隐藏，原来是隐藏在基督的里面，是一个奥秘。
originally, this gospel, this salvation is hidden in Christ, and this is a mystery.
是历史在隐藏在创造万有神的里面的一个奥秘。
Hidden throughout ages in God who created all things.
但是当末世主耶稣来到地上的时候，就把这个救恩，把这个奥秘显明出来了。
But in the last time, that when the Lord Jesus came to this world, He made it known.
不再是一个奥秘。
No longer is it a mystery.
是我们可以知道明白的一个救恩。
But it is the salvation which we can understand and we can grasp.
这是神所预备的。
And the salvation is also already prepared by God.
这个早在创世之前，神已经把这个救恩预备在那里。
This salvation is prepared by God before the foundation of the world.
感谢主，当主来的时候就把这个救恩显明出来，启示出来。
So, we thank the Lord when the, Jesus came to this world, He simply, made manifest, revealed it to us.
是哪些人可以得到这个救恩呢？
So, who are those who can actually obtain this salvation?
是因信蒙神能力保守的人，他们必要得着。
Those who are kept by the power of God through faith.
这个救恩，这个福音是为所有人所预备的。
Yes, the salvation is prepared for all.
福音是关乎万民的。
Because it concerns itself with all nations.
所以说在十字架成全神的救赎工作是为世界所有的人预备的。
This redemptive work on the cross by Jesus is prepared for all men.
但是只有那些相信依靠他的人他们才能够得着。
But only those who trust in Him, rely on Him will gain it.
只有相信福音的人他们才能得到这个福气。
Only those who believe in the gospel will attain to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们都是因信蒙神能力保守的一般人。
So brothers and sisters, we give our thanks to God because we are all those who are kept by His power in faith.
我们必能得到神所预备这个全备的救恩。
And for sure, we will all receive this full salvation which God has ordained for us.
因为这个救恩最后，当主再来的时候，身体改变。成为荣耀身体，进到荣耀里面以后，这个救恩我们就完全得着享受了。
When the Lord appears again, and then when we enter into glory, this body will be changed into glorious one. And then, by then, we have received the full salvation.
所以我们诗本里面有一首诗歌，有一句话他说，到那日我们才知道这个救恩的伟大。
So there is a hymn in our hymnal. It says that by then we know the greatness of our salvation. So today, as we live in this world, how do we experience all the good of this salvation?
我们需要常常在信心里面来跟随他，来信靠他。
We need to follow him, trust in him by faith.
我们就可以得到神许多宝贵的应许。
And then we could receive all these precious promises.
我们就可以经历到这个救恩。
We could actually experience the salvation.
所以他说，因此你们是大有喜乐的。
Therefore, next, Peter says that you have great joy.
感谢主，因此我们就有大喜乐。
Thank the Lord that we greatly rejoice in this salvation.
我们蒙恩得救，我们从一般有活泼盼望的人。
Because we have been saved by His grace and we have become people with living hope.
想到将来那荣耀，所得到的荣耀。
When you think of the glory that you are about to obtain,
当我们经历到这个救恩的好处的时候，我们才来宝贵它，愿意把这个救恩，把这个福音传递给人。
And when you actually experience the good of the experience, then, the salvation, then you will treasure, you will value the salvation you have received, and you just want to share it with others.
所以我们看清楚，我们应该是一般有喜乐的人，并且是一个大有喜乐的人。
So we should be people with great joy.Exceeding joy.
因为我们是有盼望的一般人。
Since we are people with hope.
当然底下他继续说。
Next, Peter continues to say.
但如今在百般的试验当中暂时的忧愁。
But now, in various trials, you have been grieved, if need be.
不错，我们好像是有大喜的一般人。
Indeed, we're people with exceeding joy.
但是我们承认我们在地上的确有百般的试炼。
But we have to admit that on earth we truly have various trials.
我们在地上生活的确会遇到许多的不容易的环境，遇到许多艰难。
Because we always encounter challenging, difficult circumstances.
我们是会忧愁的。
Of course, we would be saddened, worry.
因为这个世界是落在恶者的手下。
Since the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
一面我们是有荣耀盼望的一般人，应该是有大喜乐的一般人。
So on the one hand, we are people with this glorious hope, so we should be joyful all the time.
但是当我们落在许多试炼的时候，我们的确是会有忧虑的。
But on the other hand, as we fall in various trials, we are grieved very much.
有一首诗歌也告诉我们。
And there is a hymn, it also says this.
他说神未曾应许天色常蓝。
God has never promised that the sky is always blue.
人生路途花香常满。
Or the fragrant flowers being strewn along your pathway of life.
神未曾应许长晴无雨。
God has never promised that sun without rain.
常快乐 无痛苦。
Joy without pain.
常安无虑。
Rest without worry.
的确，我们在生活上会遭遇到许多难处。
Indeed, we encounter all kinds of trials, difficulties in life.
不是天天都是晴天。
It's not every day is a sunny day.
有时候会下雨。
A lot of times it rains.
不是常常快乐，有时候会忧虑。
So we're not always joyful. Sometimes we are grieving and we suffer anguish.
我们和不信主的人一样。
Just like non-believers.
我们会生病，我们会失去工作。
We could become sick. We could lose our job.
我们生活上会遇到许多问题，许多难处。
We will face all these ordeals and difficulties in our lives.
原来我们信心是需要经过试验的。
Now, but for all this, it's because our faith has to be tested.
但是这个信心的试验带给我们是一个好的结果。
But this testing of faith always brings us a very good result.
因为当这个信心经过试验以后，它就能够比那被火试验过了那个金会坏的金子呢更显得宝贵。
Because this faith.Well, after being tested, will be more precious than gold. Although the gold is being tested, but still perishes.
就我们可以在耶稣基督显现的时候就得着荣耀尊贵。
So that we will receive honor, glory, and praise at His appearing.
原来经过这许多试验以后，我们生命成熟老练，成为尊贵的人，一个荣耀的人，一个能够被主称赞的人。
After all these trials, adversity, that we will become honorable people, glorious one, that even the Lord praises us.
这是一个活泼盼望所要得着的。
And this is something that this living hope will enables us to obtain.
这是经过试验以后所带出来一个结果。
And this is a result after we have been tested.
所以雅各书第一章那里也告诉我们。
So as we read James 1,
你们若是落在百般的试炼当中，当以为大喜。
Consider all joy as you fall under various trials.
那里也告诉我们说，在试炼当中还是需要喜的。
So he tells us, James tells us that even in the midst of the trials, you should consider it joy.
为什么在试炼当中能够喜乐呢？
How could you possibly be joyful in your trials?
他告诉我们说，因为知道这个信心经试验叫生忍耐。
Because we know that the testing of our faith produces patience.
但忍耐也当成功。
But let patience have its perfect work.
使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
That you will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
原来这个信心的考验试验，最终乃是叫我们这个人。成全完备，没有缺缺。
So the very purpose of this testing of your faith is to make you complete, perfect, lacking nothing.
我们生命被炼净了。
Now, after our life has been purged,
那些天然、那些不该有光景从我们身上慢慢脱落了。
After all those natural, the very conditions that you should not have, that will be rolled away,
成为了纯净完全的人。
We become a mature. We become a people without
lacking. 这样子，当主耶稣显现的时候
，So when the Lord appears，
我们就可以得到他的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
We will receive honor, glory, and praise from Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在地上所要经历的。
So brothers and sisters, these are the things that we need to experience on earth.
第四个呢，是要得到那粉的救恩。
Now the fourth is with this living hope is to obtain the salvation of souls.
这个粉的救恩，头一个让我们可以在看见，在信心里面，我们看见那个主，我们里面就却能爱他。
We know that in by faith we see our Lord, so we love Him.
并且因着信他，就有说不出来那个满有荣光的大喜的。
And because we believe in Him, we rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
在这里又说到一次大喜的。
Again, Peter mentions this exceeding joy.
并且用荣光、荣耀来形容这个一个大的喜乐。
He even uses the word full of glory to describe this exceeding joy.
这是有说不出来的。
Inexpressible.
好像这个喜乐不是用言语能够表达出来的。
As though no words can actually describe this joy.
用什么？我们是不是也有这样的经历呢
？Brothers and sisters, do we have the same experience?
有时候好像无缘无故，好像里面涌出一种喜乐来。
Sometimes not knowing why within us this joy simply wells up.
好像里面没有发生什么事情。
Nothing has happened.
好像外面环境仍然一样。
The external circumstances remain the same.
好像问题，生活问题仍然在那里。
And the problems you have still exist.
那忽然之间，里面有一种喜乐涌流出来。
But all of a sudden, this inner joy wells up.
原来是圣灵在我们里面的一种感动。
Because this is the very moving of the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
让我们再来忽然想到，原来我们是蒙了这么大恩典的一般人。
Because you realize that who we are, people with of such great grace.
想到我们原来是神的儿女，这是何等的一种身份。
Because you think now you are children of God.
我记得好像有一次，是不是光华弟兄？他提到这一方面的经验。
I think it's a brother Peter Liu who once mentioned this kind of experience.
好像是在他说好像是在纽约街头走路的时候。
I think he said that one time while he was walking in New York City.
啊，忽然之间他里面喜乐起来了。
All of a sudden he became very joyful.
的确，我想许多神的儿女们都有这样的经历。
Indeed, I believe a lot of Christians, God's children, have the same experiences.
有时候我去看病，坐在那边等的时候。
Sometimes I go to see a doctor while I'm sitting there and waiting for my turn.
忽然想到，坐在旁边那个病人跟我是，我跟他是完全不一样的。
It just dwelt upon me that I'm so different from the next patient sitting next to me.
同样都是生病要来看医生。
We're all sick and we came to see the doctor.
但是呢，在那个时刻里面，我想到，哦，我是神的儿女。
But right at that instant, I realized that I remember that I am a child of God.
我是蒙爱的儿女。
I am a beloved child of God.
突然就涌出那种说不出来的喜乐。
All this inexpressible inner joy simply gushes out from me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是由荣耀盼望、活泼盼望所带来的一个结果、一个表现。
This is the manifestation of.Of this glorious living hope that brings.
弟兄姊妹，我们是一般有盼望的人。
So brothers and sisters, we are people with a living hope.
并且他说，并且要得着你们信心的果效，就是粉的救恩。
And this living hope will make you receive the end of your faith, salvation of your souls.
原来我们要得着这个救恩，乃是叫我们这个粉，这个天然生命，饶我。
This salvation will save us out of.From this natural life, this old self,
渐渐减少，主的生命在我们身上渐渐增加。
They will decrease, but the Lord's life will increase instead.
所以我们看见信心所带出来的果效。
So here we consider the end of our faith.
就能叫我们得到这个救恩，魂的救恩。
We now know that This will lead us to the salvation of our souls.
这是我们天天在经历在享受的一种救恩。
This salvation is one that daily we experience, daily we enjoy it.
感谢主，这是我们所要得着的。
Thank the Lord, this is the so precious that we will be gaining.
然后底下告诉我们说，论到这个救恩那一，先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察。
Now concerning the salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully.
原来这个救恩早在旧约，早在主还没有来之前，已经在众先知里面已经在考察了。
So, before the Lord comes in Old Testament, that all these prophets had been inquiring and searching of this salvation.
因为在他们里面的基督的灵预先在证明基督受苦难后要得荣耀，是指的什么时候？是什么时候？怎样的时候？
Because they are searching what and what manner of time the Spirit of Christ was in them was indicating when He testified beforehand.
前面说到，原来这个救恩早在神的里面，早早在预备好了。
We know in God, He has already been preparing this salvation.
借着救恩，许多先知、基督的灵在他里面，就把这个事情这样预言在那已经发表出来了。
And those prophets make this salvation known and prophesied through the Spirit of Christ.Who are in them.
最明显的就是在大卫的 诗篇里面和以赛里面讲的这番特别的多。
And I think the most prominent example is David's Psalm.
我们最熟悉的诗篇22篇。
The one we're so familiar with, Psalm 22.
大卫在那里作诗说。
As Psalm was writing his Psalm,
我的神 David was writing 我的神 Psalm, 我的神为什么离弃我
my God, why have forsaken me?
在说到他说有权力围绕恶党环绕我
There he says the dogs encircled me and the wicked surrounded me.
他们那看见我的人都在那边耻笑都在摇头耻笑我
All those who saw me, they ridiculed me. They shoot out their lips.And they shook their heads.
耶和华可以拯救你。
That the Lord saves you.
耶和华若是喜悦你，耶和华可以拯救你。
Well, if the Lord is delighted in you, He will rescue you.
在那讲了更多，他说，他们在砸了我的手，我的脚。
And David continues to say, they pierced my hand and my foot.
他们在封我的外衣，为我里衣沾脸臼。
They divide my cloak and cast lots for my tunic.
大卫没有这样的经历。
David had never had an experience like this.
若是我们读经，原来这些都是指的主耶稣基督在地上受苦的时候的光景。
But when we read the New Testament, we know that all these are the descriptions of our Lord's suffering on earth.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，他就说出了这些话。
When our Lord was hung on the cross, this is the exact word he said.
周围那些人在讥笑他，你若是神的儿子，从十字架上来，神可以拯救你。
And all those around him ridiculing him, saying, if you are the son of God, let God save you.
为什么大卫能够发表这样的诗歌呢？
And how could it be that David was able to express a song like this?
因为基督的灵在他里面。
It's all because the Spirit of Christ dwelt in him.
或是说基督借着大卫来发表主耶稣有天来到地上所受苦的苦难。
Or we could say this, Christ through David expressed all the sufferings that he was about to experience when he came to the world.
所以我们看大卫他不仅是一个君王他也是个先知。
So here we see not only David was a king, but he was also a prophet.
所以使徒行传当彼得在五旬节在那里讲一篇道。
So in Acts we read that when Peter was preaching,
他就讲到大卫他是先知他既晓得神已经晓谕了他已经让他知道了。
And Peter mentioned that David, being a prophet, had been informed by God.
说到主耶稣的时候，他说他不将我的灵魂丢在阴间。
So when David talked about Christ, he said he will not leave my soul in Hades.
不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Nor allow your holy one to see destruction.
原来大卫这边写诗的时候是说到主耶稣基督有一天从死里复活。
Because when David was writing that psalm, he was actually speaking of the resurrection of our Lord from dead one day.
神当然也应许大卫说要从他后裔当中立一个坐在他宝座上永永远远的。
And God also promised David that your seed one day will sit on the throne forever and ever.
原来基督的灵在这些先知里面来发表神的心意。
So here we see the Spirit of Christ are expressing Christ among all these prophets.
在那里讲到主的受苦，也讲到主的荣耀。
They talk about the Lord's sufferings and the glories afterward.
因为有一千万有都伏在他的脚下，他从死里复活，升上高天，坐在神宝座的右边。
One day he will rise from the dead, and he will ascend to the throne of God, sitting next to God, and all things will be made subject to him under his feet.
所以旧约众先知已经来预言到这件事情。
And all the prophets in Old Testament have already prophesied things about this.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，因着他所受的苦，就得尊贵为荣耀。
Therefore, in Hebrews we read that because of the suffering he experienced, he received of the crown of glory and honor.
感谢主，这些先知们因着有他们基督的灵，他们能够看见基督将来要受苦，要怎样得荣耀。
Thank the Lord that because of the Spirit of Christ, these prophets are able to search and understand what kind of sufferings our Lord is experiencing and the glories that
他们得了启示，所以他们所知道，他们所传讲这一切事，还不是为了他们自己，而是为了将来我们这些相信主耶稣基督的人。
They have received this revelation, but it's not only for themselves, but for us who later on would believe what they have preached.
所以我们看见这个救恩，神早早预备在那里的。
So we see that the salvation has already been prepared by God.
我们因着相信，我们也已经得着了。
And just through faith, believing in Him, we will also receive the salvation.
这是何等的大救恩，带给我们何等荣耀的盼望。
Oh, what a tremendous grand salvation, and what an exceeding hope that it will bring us.
因着这样缘故。
And because of this,
彼得就说。
Peter says,
所以你们要耶稣你们行。你们心谨慎自己，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully upon this grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
当然，当人得到这个救恩，当得到这个盼望的时候。
When men have received this salvation, received this hope,
人该有怎样反应？
What kind of response should men have?
彼得说要耶稣，要耶稣你们心谨慎自守。
Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober.
专心盼望耶稣显现，这时候所要带给你们的恩典。
Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们要做一个顺命的儿女，不要像我从前那种放纵肆意的样子。
We should be obedient children, not conforming ourselves to the former lusts as in our ignorance.
我们要过一个行事为人，也要过一个圣洁的生活。
And we should conduct ourselves in holiness.
因为招我们的那位神，他是圣洁的。
Because he who calls us is holy.
这是我们今天该有这个反应，该有个回应。
This is the proper, the right.Response we should have.
我们已经蒙到神救恩的人。
Now we are people who have received His salvation.
我们因着主耶稣基督从死里复活重生了，我们得到这个重生的生命。
And we have been born again because of the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. We have received this new life.
我们是一个有盼望的人。
We are people with hope.
我们在地上等候主有一天要再来。
And on earth, we're waiting for the Lord's coming.
到那天，这整个全备的救恩就要全部成全在我们身上。
And on that day, the full salvation will be perfected in us.
那我们怎样来过地上的生活呢？
So how should we conduct our daily lives on earth?
我们在一切所行的事上也都要圣洁。
That we should be holy in all the matters that we get ourselves involved in.
都要分别为圣。
We should sanctify them.
这是我们今天生活的态度。
This is the attitude as we live our life.
这是一个有盼望的人要过生活。
And this is the kind of life a person with a living hope should live.
因为我们盼望不是在地上。
Because our hope is not on earth.
我们盼望在天上，在永远的里面。
Our hope is in eternity in heaven.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这是一个荣耀盼望的人的一个在地上该有的生活态度。
And now this is the manner of life a person with a glorious living hope should possess.
我们不像世界上的人，他们盼望不过是在地上就死了。
We should not be like the other people in this world. Their hope are simply earthly.
那不是真正的盼望。
Those are not real hope.
那最终那这些都是要过去。
Because in the end, everything will pass away.
只有我们这些蒙到神拯救的人。
Only we who have been saved by God.
我们所得到盼望，神所应许的是永远的。
What we have received, what we hope for is eternal.
是天上的一个盼望。
Is a heavenly hope.
所应许给我们都是永远的事。
The promises given to us are about eternal matters.
最终我们所要得着乃是主耶稣基督。
Ultimately, we will receive Christ Jesus himself.
他一切本性的丰富，神荣耀本性的丰富，一切都要成为我们的实在，成为我们实际。
In him dwells all the fullness of his deity, all his attributes, and in the end, all this will become our reality.
我们就是存这样活泼盼望、荣耀盼望，等候主的显现。
It is with such a living hope, glory hope, now we wait for his second advent.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们是这样一般有指望的人。
We are such people with such hope.
我们在地上还要过地上的年纪。
Although we do have to continue to lead our earthly days,
我们要过一个信心的生活。
But we live a life of faith.
我们要过一个盼望的生活。
We live a life of hope.
这一切都是从神而来的。
And all this come from God.
因为信心和盼望都在乎他自己。
Because all the hope and faith are in God himself.
因为他是那个信心的神，他也是那个盼望的神。
Because God is the God of hope and he is the God of faith.
他把这个信心赐给我们，也把这个盼望赐给我们。
He has bestowed upon us this faith and this hope.
我们一切都在乎他自己。
Everything lies in God himself.
求神恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us all.
讲到这里，请弟兄帮我们做结束祷告。
Now I conclude my sharing here. Brother, would you please say a prayer for us?
Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
那我们低头有祷告。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for all you have done for us.
天父，我们要感谢你所为我们所做的一切。
We thank you that you are the God of hope and God of faith.
你是那个盼望的神，是那个信心的神。
We pray that you would continue to strengthen our faith in you every day.
愿你继续在我们每天的生活在得到信心的力量。
And that we would daily be encouraged by the hope that you have placed before us.
我们每天能够因为你把盼望放在我们心里面而能够得到鼓励。
Once again, we thank you.
我们再次的感谢你。
We ask that you would continue to lead and guide us.
愿你继续的带领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Now let's turn to our bulletin.